Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Today we're diving into something super important: self-care and wellness. Now, I know what you're thinking. Didn't we already do this last week? Or maybe even the week before that? Look, self-care is a journey, not a destination, right? It's an ongoing practice, a constant balancing act between pushing ourselves and giving ourselves grace. And let me tell you, in today's world, it's more crucial than ever. We're bombarded with information, deadlines, expectations. It's enough to make anyone feel like they're constantly running on fumes. But here is the thing. A well-cared for mind and body are the foundation for a truly fulfilling life. So, let's talk about 5 key takeaways that can help you level up your self-care game. First up, remember that self-care is not selfish. Ever feel guilty when you take time for yourself? You know that feeling, like you should be doing more, being more productive. Well, guess what? Taking care of yourself actually makes you more effective. A rested, nourished mind and body are capable of achieving way more than a burnt-out one. Next up, self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those can be pretty great. It's about being intentional with your time and energy. Think about what truly nourishes you, whether it's spending time in nature, reading a good book, listening to music, or having deep conversations with loved ones. Make those things a priority. Schedule them in like any other important appointment. Speaking of priorities, learn to say no more often. Ever felt overwhelmed by too many commitments? It's okay to decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your goals. Saying no allows you to create space for the things that truly matter. Number 4. Move your body. I know, sometimes exercise feels like the last thing you want to do when you're already tired. But trust me, physical activity is a powerful mood booster and stress reliever. Find something you enjoy: walking, dancing, yoga, anything that gets you moving. And finally, cultivate gratitude. Ever notice how much better you feel when you focus on the good things in your life? Taking time to appreciate the little moments, the people who support you, and even the challenges that help you grow can make a huge difference in your overall well-being. Let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine this. You have a big presentation coming up at work, deadlines are looming, and you're feeling the pressure. What do you do? You could pull an all-nighter, crank up the stress, and hope for the best, right? Or you could take a step back. Maybe go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, or spend some time meditating. By prioritizing self-care in that moment, you're not only reducing stress but also clearing your mind and sharpening your focus. Remember, taking care of yourself is an investment, not an expense. When you prioritize your well-being, you create a ripple effect: better health, stronger relationships, increased productivity, and a greater sense of purpose. It's all about finding that balance, making conscious choices, and showing yourself some love along the way. So go out there and make today count. Listen to your body, nurture your mind, and embrace the journey. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who could use a little self-care boost. Let's spread the Stoic Edge together. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep on shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.